me. I've been bringing back to weather. I'm bound to get a rabbi and I can see where I come. New tricks, we stay mischievous. We the misfit and kids, and we can handle this so we don't stop. Cause you know what it is, and we can't stop thinking about how the book side is something amazing. A six pack, a backpack, blankets. We got the vibes, and you get wasted. Just let me know. Come feel in, free to join. Come along. There's room for you if you want. So say you don't know. Cause girl, it's so natural.
The coldest I kids getting witty. Chilling in the sun, loose by Kansas City. Got my girl by my side, blonde hair, looking pretty. All my misfit and kids, if you fit it, singing with me now. Cul-de-sac kids getting witty. Chilling in the sun, loose by Kansas City. Got my girl by my side, blonde hair, looking pretty. All my misfit and kids, if you fit it, singing with me now.
Get up, get down. Be the general of days in this. could give. Can't make it back again from everything now.
Good morning. This is Tea Time Teeties. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Deanna. My fearless co-host Caroline is on her way as we speak. And she better watch her back because we have a guest speaker on, a guest visitor.
Hi, I'm Reed. I'm Deanna's brother, and I'm visiting Tufts.
Yeah, so I don't know. Caroline could be seeing herself get replaced if she doesn't get here soon. Your brilliant knowledge of music. Anyways, you just heard two songs. First up was Coffee by Sylvan Esso, and after that, Everything Now from Arcade Fire. Two, like, happy, I think, I don't know, like, springtimey songs. Happy day. Yeah, have you been enjoying your visit, Reed?
Yeah, we've done a lot of fun stuff, and I've been to Halligan about 4 times now.
For those who don't know what Halligan is, it's the computer science building. I keep dragging him there. You've been a good sport. What's your favorite thing that we've done?
The pizza was really good.
Oh, that was really good. We made pizza for dinner last night. Like, we were really hungry because it was kind of late. Just, like, piled a lot of vegetables, a lot of cheese on this, like, the dough we got from, what was it called?
Eataly.
Oh, yeah, Eataly, like, in downtown Boston. It was delicious. So, if you're looking for some pizza dough, that's the place. All right, so we got lots of good music coming up, a couple of oldies, things that we listened to in our ute. Yeah, so stay tuned. Caroline will be here soon, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Had a no-go chair and a friend. Yeah. not drowning. There's no one here to save. Who cares if you disagree? You are not me. Who made you king of anything? So you dare tell me who to be? Who died and made you king of anything? Oh, you sound so innocent, all full of good intent. Swear you know best, but you expect me to jump up on board with you and ride off into your delusional sunset. I'm not the one who's lost with no direction, oh, but you'll never see. You're so busy making maps with my name on them in all caps. You got the talking down, just not the listening. And who cares if you disagree? You are not me. Who made you king of anything? So you dare tell me who to be? Who died and made you king of anything? All my life I've tried to make everybody happy while I just hurt.
Hello, hello. Which mics do we have here?
Put on four also. It needs to go up.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we are. Back again. All right.
Everyone's here.
Yes, I am here. I made it.
I was like, watch out. Like, you might get replaced by Reed.
Well, it was a good thing we had a special guest for the first half of the show today. So we still had many hosts.
Yes.
More than one. It wasn't just Deanna alone.
We had a...
All right, so what have we heard, Deanna?
Okay, so after our first two songs, we decided to play a little bit of a throwback, like music that we listened to growing up. So you heard Crocodile Rock by Elton John, which was hilarious because, so we know this song because we had one of those like electric pianos that, I don't know if you had one of these growing up, but you like hit a button and it like plays like a keyboard version of a song.
Oh yeah, we had that. It did not play Crocodile Rock.
Oh, that was the best song on it. Rock. And so the minute we start playing the song and Reed is like, is this a remix? And I was like, no, this is the original version of Crocodile Rock.
Oh my gosh. Now that explains that anytime I play Crocodile Rock, you get so excited.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
That's a good one.
An understandable mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That's funny.
After that, we heard Dancing Queen from ABBA, Rolling in the Deep by Adele, Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles, and then King of Anything by Sarah Bareilles.
Wow, what a great selection.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow. Solid choices. And then we heard Van Morrison, Wild Nights. That is a bit of a throwback. Well, I mean, I enjoy it to this day, but my mom played a lot of Van Morrison.
Yeah.
She still does. It's a big hit in my house.
So cute.
Yeah.
Wow. I think my mom is listening right now. Well, also your mom, Reed. Shout out to mom.
Yay.
Also auntie.
Yeah. Oh, it's always good.
These are such fun songs, though, because it's like, yeah, like dancing. Feel young again.
You feel young again? Do you not feel young on a daily basis?
No, I usually feel young. Sometimes I feel old.
Feel younger, yeah. Like when you have to look at graduation stuff.
Oh, God.
It makes me feel
it's such
old.
A mess.
Thanks, Tufts, for all the support there.
It's also, like, a terrible combination of, like, online...
Oh. Oh. Well, some noise, some street noise. You're really getting a feel for what it's like to be in the studio today.
We are in the middle of the excitement.
We really are. As you were saying, Deanna.
Oh, as I was saying, all the degree forms are a terrible mix of, like, online and paper forms.
Yeah.
It's impossible to keep track of anything.
They should really just pick one medium.
Right.
Preferably the online one.
Yeah. You can't lose stuff. Well, you can lose stuff online, but it's harder.
Yeah, it's harder.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we were learning about the cloud yesterday in my network
class. Ooh.
PSA, the cloud does exist. Like
it does. Contrary to what many may think, it is a confusing concept at times.
Usually a confusing concept.
But it is there.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't understand much more than that. But.
Me neither. We talk about that in my cybersecurity class sometimes, and it's just like, oh yeah, it's a thing that exists.
Yeah.
So that's all we're going to say about it.
Yeah. I feel like non-technical people are like, it's just an object of mystery. But also, a lot of technical people are like, yes, it is also an object of mystery to us.
Yes. Also, well, I feel like I understand why it's called the cloud, but it's still like a strange name for it.
It makes it sound like mystical.
Yeah, it really does. It's like, oh, the cloud? Like, you don't even get any information about what it is from the name. All right, should we play some more music?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm excited.
Here we go.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. In America, too. She's a good girl. Crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a
I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yes, I found it.
And we're back.
Hello.
Yes, we are back. Hello again. All right, so you just heard Tom Petty, Free Fallin', then the Rolling Stones, Let's Spend the Night Together, and then Cut Copy, Strangers in the Wind, which was played for my cousin Alex. So shout out to him, listening in all the way from Toronto.
Oh, we got quite the audience.
Yeah, today. We have an international audience today, so it's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal. Our cult following is growing.
Oh, it really is. Yeah. Father John Misty would be so proud.
I don't actually think he has a cult. But
no, I don't think so either. But he could. For those of you who don't know, Father John Misty is an amazing artist who we both love dearly.
Yes,
we do. And who you should all look up.
Agreed. We should play some next week.
Yeah, we should. We'll have to start. We'll have to do like an episode of like classic Deanna and Caroline music
as a final
episode. I know.
I'll cry probably.
Cry on air.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's what you all want to hear.
That is why they tune in.
Yes.
All right.
It's the time of the show for an important announcement, which will be delivered to you from Reed himself.
Wow.
This announcement is on ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Thank you, Reed.
Yeah, thank you for that important PSA.
Yeah, be careful on ladders, everyone.
Especially when it's springtime, you might be doing some spring cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaning the gutters or, I don't know, fixing the roof from the winter. Mm-hmm. Any kind of outdoor maintenance that requires a ladder, yeah. Just watch out.
Yes. I love fixing stuff in the springtime. Like, there's something about the warm weather. I'm like, yes, let's fix everything.
Let's clean everything.
Mm, yes.
It's such a good time. Maybe that's why there's so many leases that start, like, May 1st and June 1st, and that's a good moving time, because you can clean out all the stuff you have accumulated in your last house.
Yes.
I've got moving on the mind.
Yeah, same.
Looking at apartments. Yeah.
Exciting, though.
Yeah, it is. It'll be more exciting when we actually have the place.
Yes. Yeah. From moving from stress to excitement.
Yes.
Hopefully soon.
Very soon. I hope. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, coming to the end of our episode.
Yeah.
Probably have one more song to play.
Yes. Am I playing the next one?
Yes. Okay. I believe you are.
Set up.
Yeah. Take whichever one you would like.
Okay. We decided on the song, but now I don't remember what it was.
I think Reed suggested it.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Okay. I'll set us up.
Get
and you
ready.
Can listen to the noises of the train.
Oh, yes.
So soothing on this beautiful
thing. It's exactly what you want to hear.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm going to hit play.
Well, here we go. Thanks for listening in.
Yeah, we'll hear y'all next. You'll hear us next week.
Yes, you'll hear us next week.
Almost there.
All right, enjoy the song. Whenever you're ready.
Is it coming through? Yes.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes. Sweet, and I knew it complete.
the song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see.